ויקח ספר הביס, ויקרא באוזני העם, ויאמרו כל אשר דיבר השם נעשה ונשמע. פיימס, קדימה אב נעשה ונשמע. חזל סי, גמרן שבס דף פייחס, משור שהקדימו ישראל נעשה ונשמע, יוצא בסקר ואומרה, מגוי לו לבוני רוז זה שמלוכי השורס משתם שם בי. כל דה רוז סויד, מלך השורס משתם שם בו, it says, אויסי דבורי, לשמוע, whatever, the אויסי דבורי, הקדומה of אויסי, עשייה, here also a נעשה ונשמע, the כלל ישראל, with מקת עם עשייה, so it's a רוז שמלך השורס משתם שם בו. Like to be able a little bit to understand the nature of this רוז, and what does it mean to us, this idea that כלל ישראל was Oymed on this road Shem Alachi Asharas Mishtam Shem Bay. Chazal also say, the Bishol Shomru Nasa V'Nishma, Yardu L'Beis Ksarim, V'Echad L'Nasa V'Echad L'Nishma. So upon him we understand the Kesef for Nasa. They unconditionally came and said Nasa without knowing what it is that they were going to do. But there's a Kesef for that, it shows a godless. The Nishma, if we were to teach that Nishma merely means to hear that it is that which it is that you have to do, so then it's not clear at all why they were zeicha to an extra second keser for having said Nishma. You can't do it, anything if you don't know what it is you have to do. What's the godless of the Nishma after Nasa? Al Karchach, the Nishma after Nasa doesn't mean a simple Nishma. The undersort Nishma means something else. And that's Poshet Lecher. Because Nase, one can't blindly do something if he doesn't know what he has to do. That means, true, Klal Yisrael accepted to do without knowing. But Munach in that is that there has to be a Nishma to understand what it is that you have to do. Whatever you tell us, we're going to do, but you have to be told what to do. For that, it doesn't have to say Nishma. Nishma is moving me'elav mitech de nasa. It's not shaykh nasa without a nishma. Elamai, the nishma that it says afterwards means something else. So I'd like to be oimed on what's the nature of that nishma. So the Beis Halevi speaks about this pariches. I just want to touch on maybe a different perspective. Now this is the pasuk of nasa v'nishma. Earlier in the parsha, a few psukim earlier, we have Ayyavi Moshe Vayisapir La'om is called Divra Hashem is called HaMishpatim Vayyan Kol Ha'om Kol Echod Vayyimru Kol Advar Masha Divra Hashem Nasa. Here you have a Nasa without a Nishma. Similarly, in last week's Parshas Yisrael, you also have Vayyan U Kol Ha'om Yachto Vayyimru Kol Asha Divra Hashem Nasa. In both of those two psukim, there's a Nasa, not a Nishma. And only here, in the second pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim, do we have Nasa v'Nishma. I'd like to understand what the chilik is between them. And in the process, be oimed on certain shinuyim between those psukim and here. In Parshas Yisrael, the pasuk says, Vayanu kol ha'om yachtov. Two things in the pasuk pointing to an achdus, a unity in the way Klal Yisrael made this Kabbalah of Nasa. Vayanu kol ha'om, the whole om, yachdov. Yachdov means a further shows how together it was. Similarly, in the earlier pasuk here in Parshas Mishpatim, it also says, Vayan kol ha'om kol echod. Kol ha'om is Klal together. In kol echod, it was in a unity, it's as if it's in one kol, it's like kilu, one statement from the whole tzibur together. It's also what yachdov l'chayr means in Parshas Yisrael. So here is an emphasis on kol ha'om yachdov, kol ha'om kol echod. Those are in the psukim of Nasa, in the pasuk of Nasa v'nishma. Vayikach sefer habis, vayikra ba'oznei ha'om, vayayimru kol asher divar Hashem Nasa v'nishma. Not kol ha'om, not yachdov, not kol echod. No, haloi dover, what's the difference? Also, and on this nekuda, the Bisker Rav speaks, again, I just want to touch on a certain aspect of it, that in the earlier psukim, it doesn't say, Vayikach HaSefer HaBris. In the psukim of Nasa, there's no mention of Vayikach HaSefer HaBris. The Vayikach HaSefer HaBris is mentioned only here, in Vayda Nasa V'Nishma. So again, what is the relationship of Dafka Sefer HaBris to the Nasa V'Nishma, which isn't relevant to the two earlier psukim where it just says Nasa. So first we'll understand what this Nishma is. As we said, the Nishma does not mean merely the knowing what it is that you have to do mitzad the Nasa, because that's our emunah in the Nasa. This Nishma is something else. The taich of the Nishma is as follows. The taich of the Nishma is, it's a desire to be nizdabek in the Dvar Hashem, to the Dvar Hashem. What does that mean? The Dvar Hashem in Torah and Tzivuyim is different than stam, someone tells someone to do something. Someone tells someone to do something, the dibur with which he told him to do it is merely the hechetimtze for the guy to know what it is that he has to do, and the guy goes to that to do it. But the actual dibur doesn't forge a kesher between the medaber and the meduber. Hashem came in the tzivuyeh ha-Torah, the etzem, the fact that you are the recipient of a dvar Hashem, that you derher the rotzen Hashem, that itself constitutes a chibur to the Rabbi Nishalel. That constitutes a chibur to the Rabbi Nishalel. That's what Nishma means. Nishma means we want to be dovuk in the Rabbi Nishalel. We want to have the rotzen Hashem. The rotzen Hashem. We should be one with rotzen Hashem. The rotzen Hashem to having been on the receiving end of it, that the Eibishter is nofach ba'apeinu, is giving us the rotzen Hashem. The dibur itself, the tzivuyim itself, the rotzen Hashem creates a dveikus, creates a kesher with the Rabbi Nishalel. So that's what the Nishma means over here. The Nishma means we want to be Nechshay Mei. Once we understand that the Nishma, what the Nishma means, the Nasa here also doesn't mean here, the Nasa doesn't mean simply we are going to do. The Nasa here means how do you become Dovuk and bottle to the Rotzen Hashem that you become a Rotzen Hashem. Malachi Hasharis, and here's the rose of Malachi Hasharis. Malachi Hasharis are nothing more than Ratzon Hashem. The whole Metzias, that's why a Malach can do two Shlichiyos. The Malach is nothing more than Ratzon Hashem. His whole Metzias is an embodiment of Ratzon Hashem. Remainly, goes and does what the Ratzon Hashem is. But his Mahus is a Heftah of Ratzon Hashem, because he's Dovuk in Ratzon Hashem. In a Malach, it's a Dovr Poshet. A Malach has no Nisyanis. A Malach doesn't have a Yetzer Hara. A Malach doesn't have a Tzad not to do it. His whole Mahus is the Ratzon Hashem, so he's Dovuk in the Ratzon Hashem. Klal Yisrael's desire in Nishma is to be Dovuk in the Ratzon Hashem, that they should also become a Heft of Ratzon Hashem. How does one do that? One doesn't say, hey, I want to be Dovuk in the Rabbi Nishalelam. The Eifin to do it is Nase V'Nishma. But here the Nase connotes something much deeper than the other Nases. The Nase here connotes an unwavering, unyielding, an unbound desire to do what the Ratzon Hashem is, to be mizbatel, whatever the Ratzon Hashem is, unconditional, unconditional, with the ganze koiches, with everything possible, there should be nothing more than the Nasa. So if you're nizbatel to the Nasa, then you are nothing more than that tzivui of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam to do. If that's your Nasa, that brings you to a Nishma. That brings you to a Nishma. So the Sfasema says that the Nishma here is Dafka after the Nasa, the Al Yedei, the Asiyat, Nizgale, Ratzon V'Kavod Hashem, because that's the Koyach of Maisa HaMitzvahs, and then immediately you come to the Nishma. The Chayr, the Ayimik of the Sfasema is that word. If you have the Nasa, that there is nothing more than a Ratzon to be Megale, Kvayt of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, that your whole Mahus is the Nasa, a bittel in the hachanas in the mitzvah, a bittel to do to totally to the rotzen of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. So then you've done away with those levels of gashmius that b'asher a person's a nivra with the yetzer hara that he has, and then you will have the capacity to be dovuk of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, just like the malachi asharis, and that's the nishma. So it's al yedei the nasa you have the nishma. And it's an ongoing cycle, because al yedei is dveikus in the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, you become more bottled to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, so there's a bigger nasa, there's a bigger nasa, there's a bigger nishma, and so on and so forth. Until Klal Yisrael is striving to become one with the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. That's the daher of nasa v'nishma. That's the daher of nasa v'nishma. And so that's the roz. Why is it called a roz? Migila, Labonai, roz, eh? Because Mishlem Rabban Malachi Ashar is their Mahus is Ratzon Hashem. That's what they are. But a person is comprised, haray, of the Nefesh on the one hand, the Neshama on the one hand, and the Guf, the Chomri, is on the other hand. So the person, like the Zohar says, that in the Sheish Yisimei HaMaiseh, Shailad, the Eitz Hadas, Toi V'ra. The Avodah of a person is to be Mavchin during the Sheish Yisimei HaMaiseh, is to be Mavchin Ben Toi V'ra. That's the Avodah. So the Ra, Sheboy, the affinity to Ra that some has, because that a Yid has, because of his Chomrius, so that affinity to Ra obviously prevents him from being a Cheftz of Ratzon Hashem, from being bottled to the Ratzon Hashem and Dovuk to the Tzivui of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, because there's other things going on in the Mensch. That's what that a Mensch can attain. What's the Roz? That even though they have the Gashmi as the Ke'esek, they were Yared to the idea that they can also be Nizbatl to the Ratzon Hashem, Ayadei being Mevatl the Chavis, and totally being Mevatl themselves to the Asiyas HaMitzvah, and through such a type of a Nasa, come to that Nishma where they're Dovuk in the Ratzon Hashem, because there's nothing else in their lives than the Ratzon Hashem. That's Nasa V'Nishma. And that's the Roz. Roz means a secret. A secret means something that doesn't pale, that's something that's not evident. Because of the physical dimension of a person, it's not evident in the person. That a person can be like a malach, even though a malach is be'etzem an oimed, and a malach doesn't have the nisyan, that a person, we take the gashmias, also has tif in him, this possibility that he could be dovek in Rebbeinu Shel Olam. That's the Roz. So, Nitzino Lameidim, the Nasa and the Nishma over here are different. It's not a pasha to nasa, and it's a zasart nasa from which comes this nishma, which is being doubled to the Rebbeinu. With this, we can understand the shinuyim in the two parshas. In the two where it says nasa and where it says nishma, the first nasas are just nasa. We're going to do. Klal Yisrael is committing themselves to do what the Rebbeinu Shalom says. That doesn't focus on the pnimius, on the hisbatlus totally to Ratzon Hashem. That all we have is this an unwavering, unyielding, unbridled, whatever. It's just, we're going to do what the Rebbeinu Shlom says we're going to do. Now that Nasa is an Asiya, Kabbalah to do mitzvahs. The Kabbalah to do mitzvahs, it's Kol Ha'om and it's Yachdov. Everybody's the same. It's all one joint Kabbalah of Klal Yisrael together to do mitzvahs. Because that's something, in terms of the Maisa, they're all the same. Everybody does it together. So Yanu Kol Ha'om Yachdov, they can be Kabbalah to do such an Asiya. By the very nature of the Nasa, of Nasa V'Nishma, it's an individual's bittel of his Gashmias, it's an individual's bittel of his Ritzoynes to the Ratzon of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, that the Nasa should be a Gansa Nasa, it should be a Nasa from which everything else is bottled, and it's just a Ratzon, a Nasa, to the willingness and a being mekabel to do nothing more than the Ratzon Hashem, that everything is Ratzon Hashem. That's something that it's an individual thing, that each individual with his Ratzonis, with his Gashmis, with his Nisyonis, is misgaber on his Nisyonis and says, Nase, I am saying that I am unwaveringly accepting to be bottled to the Ratzon Hashem. That's an individual thing. And that it's not Kol Yisrael Kol Ha'om Yachdov. On that it's not Shaykh a Kol, a Klolius of the Om. On that it's not Shaykh a Yachdov. It's not Shaykh a Kol Echod. Avada, all of Klal Yisrael did it, but it's an individual statement on the part of each and every individual that he's going to subjectively be Mevatl, his Ritzoynis, his Nisyonis of Gashmius to the Ratzon of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, that it should be one Shtik Ratzon Hashem, and he should be Dovuk in the Tzivui of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Hence, there it says by the Nasa, which is talking about the simple Kabbalah to do, it says, Koila Om Yachdov, or Kola Om the Koil Echad, which it doesn't say over here by the Nasa V'Nishma, which, as we said, means something totally different. Also, we understand why the emphasis here is Vayikach Moshe, Vayikach Sefer HaBris, which it doesn't say in the other places. In the other places, it has nothing to do with the Bris. Klal Yisrael is Mekabel to do mitzvahs. The Bris of Torah. The Bris of Torah is a chibur, it's a kesher between the two Ba'alei HaBris. Here, Kivayachol, between the Rebbeinu Shel Olam and Klal Yisrael, the Klal Yisrael becomes connected to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. This connection is through the Ratzon Hashem, like we said. This is the Bris, this this chibur of being mizbatel and being mizchabert and Rabbeinu Shalom as the receiving end of Ratzon Hashem in this world, that is something which is miyuchat to Klal Yisrael through the bris of the Rabbeinu Shalom with Klal Yisrael, which forges the kesher between, that's the emphasis on the kesher between Klal Yisrael and the Rabbeinu Shalom, which is through Dafka, the Sefer HaBris. The Nitzinu Lemeidim, that the Nasev and Nishma over here, what the Yid is supposed to strive towards, what Klal Yisrael was Makabal over here, was a Nasa where they're totally nisbatal to the Ratzon of the Rabbeinu Shalom. A Nasa where any physical desires, any taivis and any netiyas and negiyas of Olam Hazeh, of Chomriyas, play no role whatsoever, that a person is davuk to the Ratzon of the Rabbeinu Shalom. He becomes nothing more than that tzivui. That tzivui of the Rabbeinu Shalom becomes his mitzias, just like the Malachi Hasharis. And you find that Klal Yisrael Taka could be that. You find by Koyanim, he's being pasuk in Malachi Perek Beis. Kisif se Koyan Yishmer Udas, Torah Yivakshu Yipiyu. Why? Ki Malach Hashem Tzvokasu. Klal Yisrael can come to a darga through this, that they're like malachim. A Gemara in the Dorm Daf Chaf Amud Beis Man Malachi Hasharis Rabbanim. Through Torah Yitaka come to a total hisbatlus to the Rabbeinu Shalom, and you become a Malach Hashem. What's a Malach? It's Miloshim Malacha. That your whole Malacha, your whole Asiya is Ratzon Hashem. You're a Malach Hashem. You're a shtick doing the Rabbeinu Shalom. You're a misbatl to the Rabbeinu Shalom. That's our tafkid. That's our tachlis. To be Mekayim, the Nasa V'Nishma. That our Kabbalah to do mitzvahs and to be marbe kvod shemayim should be unwavering and should be unconditional and should be all-encompassing. That's our whole matara, that's our whole metzias, to do the Rabbeinu Shalom, to do the Ratzon of the Rabbeinu Shalom. Through that, we're zeichet to the nishma, that we become the dveikim to hear the kail of the Rabbeinu Shalom through this ongoing chibur, through the bris of Klal Yisrael being the recipient of the tzivui, the recipient of the Ratzon Hashem. That's the ongoing shmiyah and the ongoing hiskarvus and kesher to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, to which Klal Yisrael strives. Yiratzen, we should take this limud and work towards establishing this kesher to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, get closer and closer to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, and be mekayim the emes and nasa v'nishma. Shabbos.